What happens when you meet the person that encompasses everything you want to do? For Phil Davis, it meant the world.
It was 1991 when I first met him, and I had just graduated from college. It was at the Montreux Jazz Festival.
Then Davis was a member of the Clark Atlanta Jazz Orchestra. He recalls sitting up on a rooftop and spotting jazz singer Rachelle Ferrell and George Duke.
So they're walking down the street, and I'm sitting up here, and I had an epiphany, and I said, the next time I come to Montreux, I want to play for them.
Davis's vision wasn't too far off. He would end up working with the man that's worked with everyone from Quincy Jones to Barry Manilow to Michael Jackson.
I was on the road with him extensively between 2005 and 2007 with the Clark Duke Project. And he was able to play so many styles during a short amount of time.
Davis says one of his favorite George Duke offering is the 1992 album Snapshot.
I hadn't heard anybody at that point. It just his use of synthesizers and how he used them along with acoustic instruments and how he used all of them all at the same time and none of the instruments got in each other's way.
Davis calls the entire album brilliant. In June of this year, George Duke talked about his wife, Corinne, who passed away last year from cancer. In an interview with the Electronic Urban Report, Duke said, quote, I'm okay now. Death is part of life and you've got to move on. You've got to learn to compartmentalize, but I have my moments. Phil Davis will have his moments, too, regarding his friend and mentor, George Duke.
I just downloaded the newest record, which I haven't even been able to listen to today. I'm not sure if I'm even going to try and listen to it today.
Rose Scott, WABE News.